MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. A New Mexico energy policy watchdog group, Power the Future, is calling for a congressional investigation into China's influence over American climate policy after a bombshell report exposed that the same left-wing foundation funding Chinese Communist Party-affiliated climate initiatives also financed California Governor Gavin Newsom's 2023 trip to China. According to the report, the Hewitt Foundation also funneled millions into the California-China Climate Institute, chaired by former California Governor Jerry Brown. CCCI partners directly with China's Tsinghua University, an institution with ties to the CCP and Chinese military research. And for the first time since 2018, syphilis rates are down in New Mexico, according to the state's Department of Health. Primary and secondary syphilis rates are down 31% from 36.5 cases per 100,000 people in 2023 to an average of 25.3 cases per 100,000 people in 2024. Primary, secondary, and early latent syphilis rates in southeast New Mexico were the lowest in the state at 23 per 100,000 population, followed by southwest New Mexico at 25 per 100,000 population. The metro and northwest areas of the state reported the highest syphilis rates at 58 and 59 per 100,000, respectively. And New Mexico's tax-free weekend starts Friday and runs through Sunday and is a chance to buy certain things tax-free. This includes shoes and clothing priced less than $100 per item, tablets and computers up to $1,000, computer hardware less than $500 per item, and school supplies under $30 per item. New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department Secretary Stephanie Chardon-Clark said,
"The tax-free weekend is a way that the state invests in trying to make sure that family dollars can stretch a little bit further this time of year."
A complete list of what items qualify for the tax-free weekend can be found at tax.newmexico.gov. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.